Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministries. And we're so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast for the study of God's Word. So I bring you greetings in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tonight. I'm so delighted that you've chosen to study with us on this evening. You know, I just give God all reverence and praise, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans and his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank and praise God tonight for just another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. I give God praise. I give God glory on tonight. We're getting ready to open our devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. And today we'll be coming from Psalms 41. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. And he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. My enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name shall perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to himself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, says they, cleave fast unto him. And now that they lie, he shall rise up no more. Yea, my own familiar friends in whom I trusted, which did eat up my bread, have lifted up his heel against me. But thou, Lord, be merciful unto me and raise me up, that I may requite them. But this I know, that thou favorest me, because my enemies do not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in my integrity, and sittest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for everlasting and to everlasting. Amen. Amen. And I just thank and praise God on tonight. We're going to get ready for just a little song. I don't even know which one to play because both of them clowning, but we're going to do this.
Oh,
We just give you praise on tonight. We give you glory, Lord. We magnify your name tonight, God. We just come right now humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come confessing and repenting and asking you to forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Lord, I just come tonight binding the strong man tonight, God. Lord, I bind up the strong man in every demonic force that's try to come against us, try to come against this radio broadcast, try to come against my mind. I bind you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I cast you out and I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now to open up our understanding, open up our minds and hearts, that we may be, receive your word and be receptive to every word in the Bible. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. I ask you to just let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us all, Lord. We need you and we can't make it without you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name for your glory. Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. Just giving reference to God, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank God for his word on tonight. We're going to get started reading because we got, I think, 9 questions on one. Anyway, we got about 12 questions all together or more. So I'm going to start reading in chapter 19. No wonder. Okay. And there came two angels to Sodom at eve, at even. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night and wash your feet, and ye shall raise up early and go on your ways. And they said, nay, but we will abide in the streets all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him and entered into his house, and he made them a feast and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they came unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, I have two daughters which have not known a man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will need be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them? And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hands and poured Lot into the house to them and shut the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, hast thou here any besides son-in-laws, and thy sons and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place? For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his son-in-laws, which married his daughters, and said, up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his son-in-laws. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand of his wife, and upon the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought him forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life. Look not back behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, oh, not so, my lord. Behold, now thy servants have found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life, and I cannot escape to the mountains, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold, now this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the city and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in the which Lot dwelt. And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountains, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said unto the younger, our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come in unto us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drunk with wine, and we would lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drunk with wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said unto the younger, behold, I lay yesterday with my father. Let us make him drunk with wine this night also, and go thou in and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay with him, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. And the firstborn bare a son, and called his name Moab. The same is the father of the Moabites until this day. And the younger, she also bare a son, and called his name Benjamin. The same is the father of the children of Ammon until this day. Chapter 20. And Abram joined from thence toward the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Sher, and sojourned in Gerar. Abraham said unto Sarah his wife, she is my sister. And Amalek, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Amalek in a dream by night and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. But Amalek had not come near her. And he said, Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? Saith he not unto me, she is my sister. And she herself said, he is my brother, in the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hand have I done this. And God said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffer I thee not to touch her, nor therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know that thou shalt surely die. thou and all that are yours are thine. Therefore, Abimelech rose early in the morning and called all his servants and told all these things in their ears, and the men were so afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham and said unto him, what hast thou done unto us? And what have I offered thee, offended thee, that thou hast brought on me in my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be, have been done. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what sawest thou that thou hast done this thing? And Abraham said, because I saw surely the fear of God is not in, in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And yet, indeed, she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife. And it came to pass when God caused me to wander from my father's house that I said unto her, this is thy kindness which thou shalt show unto me at every place whether we shall come, say of me, he is my brother. And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and women servants and gave them unto Abraham and restored him Sarah his wife. And Abimelech said, behold, my land is before thee, dwell where it pleases thee. And unto Sarah he said, behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, he is to thee a covering of the eyes unto all that are with thee and with all other. Thus she was reproved. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maid servants, and they bore children. For the Lord had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Amen. That was a long read right there. Amen. So we're going to get started tonight. How many angels went to Sodom?
Two.
Anybody can tell me?
Two.
Two? It was two. I thought it was three.
Two.
No, it was just the first thing. Okay. Who met them when they arrived?
Lot.
Mm-hmm. Did he understand who they say they were?
Yes, yep. He did. He bowed down.
I think so. Mm.
Yes, he did.
So what happened at Lot's house?
Oh, my God.
Can y'all tell me what happened at Lot's house? I ain't just talking about one little answer. You know what I'm saying? Just explain to us what happened.
Okay. So the two men that came, which were angelic angels, came to Lot's house, and they wouldn't intend to stay at Lot's house. So Lot, they were going to leave, and Lot actually begged them to stay at his house. They did decide to stay, but then so many people, as far as men, young and old, began to surround Lot's house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, you know, horrible from there. I don't mm-hmm. want to go past the questions. I don't know if I'm going too far or not, but they surrounded Lot's house.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
And
why? What did they surround it for? What was they doing that for?
Because they wanted to have Because
they wanted to
them.
Have the two men that was in the house that came to the house. They wanted to be with them.
Yeah. Yep, they wanted to, you know, they wanted
they
to
want
help,
to
you know. Yeah, they really wanted to, and Lot was like, you know, he was so distraught because, I ain't going to say he ain't never heard of it, but you know how somebody like, no, you know, like I got two daughters in there that never had sex. So how about them? You get what I'm saying? I don't want to get it into it too deep, but they really wanted to have sex with those two men that were in the house. I guess because they were well-groomed men. They were well put together. You know how God sent his people? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it was just one of those times, and we have to remember that Sodom and Gomorrah, but Sodom, that city was so defiled. That city was so wicked.
Mm-hmm.
That city was
mm-hmm.
so, it was infested with a lot of what when you have sex with your brother and you're making you get what I'm saying? It was so infested
mm-hmm.
with that they actually wanted to have sex with those men because that's what was over them. They were just, oh, man, he's fine. Look how he's going in that house. I can just imagine. I'm just saying. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
you get what I'm saying? It was just what they knew.
Right.
Cussism.
Right.
Lot knew that they was angels. They were sent from God. So he wanted to protect them because he knew what they were, and the men that was after them, they didn't know that they were sent from God. They just thought that they was, you know, their business, or they thought they were some friends or some relatives or something. So Lot was trying to protect them from what he knew was about to happen because he knew how the city was.
Right.
And so Lot tried to protect them as best as he could, but even he couldn't protect them. They had to wind up protecting him. So that's why they pulled them in the house.
Right. Right, because they was going to try to get him, too, if he didn't get out the way. But the thing is...
So I just got a quick question.
Okay.
So it was men trying to have sex with men?
It was with that kind
young
of party,
and
baby.
Old. Young and
women
old,
and men.
It says in the Bible, young and old. It didn't say nothing about women. It was just talking about.
Oh, they were there.
It was, I'm pretty sure they was, but they were saying the men wanted them more than the women, to me, because it was just mentioned, the men, young and old.
Men.
But
uh-huh.
This shows that the entire city was so, it given over to this violence, that, you know what I'm saying, that this behavior that they were doing, it wasn't unusual for them. It was really accepted in Sodom and Gomorrah. So it's nothing new. It wasn't nothing new. It's just, you know.
Yeah, that's what they did all the time. And so they was, God was listening to them. God was hearing their cries and stuff. And it was coming up to them, all of that filth and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, anybody else got something on it? So,
I just wanted to say, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, is, you know, if you just look at our times that we're in now, you know, and all of the immorality that's going on and all of the homosexuality, and I know, you know, that everybody got some, you know, around them, close to them and things like that, but, you know, it was an abomination to God. And he was upset, you know, he had already destroyed the world. And got Noah out because of this type of sin. And, you know, it just really bothered God that here we go again. And this not too long ago happened. You know, and it just, you know, it just reminds us and pushes us to pray for this world and for sinners, you know, because Jesus came to die for all. You know, and, you know, we just got to stay on our face before the Lord. And when you get on down in the text, it's just going to talk about Abraham and his intercession for his family. But we have mm-hmm. to be intercessors, too, for sinners that's out here like that, you know. So I just wanted to add that.
Amen. Amen. So, okay. What did the angels do to the men of the town? And they are just saying men. I thought it was women there too, but they only saying men.
They saying men, I don't believe. But the women were there too. The whole city basically probably was there around it, I think, but mm-hmm. they're saying that the men were wanting to, old and young, were wanting to, you know, have sex with the two men. But the two men, what they did was the angel struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they were became weary trying to find the door.
Okay. So what happened to the angels? What did the angels do to the men of the town?
Struck them with blindness.
Okay.
I just said that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Blinded them.
So they couldn't find the
door. Okay. Who sent the men to Sodom?
God did.
Jehovah God.
Mm-hmm.
Elohim.
He was getting tired of it. He wanted to burn down that. What Lala was saying, you know, it's just, you know, it just remind me how, you know, when so much go on in your life, and I do this a lot. I have done it a lot, probably much as, you know, I should, I would say. But to me, you know, life has me resetting myself, you know, because sometimes you get out of line so much within a week, you just have to reset. Get on your knees and reset your life. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And start fresh reset from that day. Why? Because God gives new mercies mm-hmm. every day. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you can't use them up. So you have to reset. And to me, I think that's what God was doing. He was trying to burn down everything on top of what was going on in the city, you know, as well.
Well, Sodom was a wicked, like you said, it was very wicked. And God was hearing the cries of the people. He was hearing what they was doing. They was like dancing in the street and doing all kind of stuff they shouldn't have been doing. And that stench was going up in his nostril, and he couldn't take it. He was hearing the cries of the people, though. He surely was. What were they to do? Okay, what was they to do in Sodom? The men, did y'all answer that?
Yep. They were to...
Okay.
to deliver Lot.
I don't know who else said. To deliver Lot and his family. To deliver... Their assignment was to deliver Lot and his family out of there before they destroyed the Sodom and Gomorrah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what
you mean? Yep.
Now, is this,
because
can I ask you all something now? Is it that term called sodomite? You know when they say
mm-hmm.
they were sodomizing?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I just.
Yep.
That's what it came from?
Yep.
That's
what
it
came from?
Okay. Sodomite.
Sodomy.
Yep.
Sodomy. Mm-hmm. Sodomy.
Wow. This is something.
How did Lot's son-in-law view the warning?
They took it offensive.
He thought it was
a joke. Yeah, they didn't believe
it. He thought it was a joke.
They didn't believe that he was telling the truth. They thought he was lying.
Yes,
so it offended them. They was offended.
Okay. Where did God and his family flee to?
The mountain.
Anybody?
Zohar.
The little city called
my
Zohar.
My question was, because it first started off saying the mountains, what was my question? Okay, it was first starting off as the mountains. So basically, the city wouldn't be called Zohar until they got there, or that's
no,
what
it was
already before they got there?
It was already Zohar. But the Lord didn't want him to go to Zohar. He wanted him to go to the mountain. So Lot sinned. He sinned because he was disobedient to what the Lord was saying.
Why you say he sinned?
Huh?
You say Lot sinned?
Yeah, he sinned. Yeah, he sinned.
I'm
because
sorry, what did you say he did?
He sinned, S-I-N. He sinned because he told the angel of the Lord that he wanted to go to this little city. And they told him to go to the mountain before he even said that. And he was like, oh, no, I might be dead before I can get there. And God was using those angels. They were speaking from what they was hearing from the Lord. And so God considered that as a sin, and that's in, you can see that in from 30 to 38.
15, 16?
Well, you know what? 30 to 38. And he was, and see what came up on him was he got drunk with wine. That's what it was. But he still sinned because he was disobedient. But when he got through, he ended up in the mountains. I know that. he ended up in the mountains
altogether.
Mm-hmm.
He was just being stubborn to me altogether. You know what I'm saying? Like his prayers were, he wasn't praying with full authority. He was staggering when he prayed. It was just, he did not want to leave Sodom. You know, and I think that because, you know, that was his town. That's who he, you know, just like a lot of us didn't want to leave East St. Louis. You get what I'm saying? But it comes a time where, you get what I'm saying? You're going to have to level up some kind of way.
Well, Abraham had to leave home. You know what I'm saying? Abraham had to leave home. God told him to leave home, but he was going to give him a land flowing with milk and honey. Any more anything to say on this before we go on?
Okay.
This is
I got a question. So why?
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to figure out. I know God loves us all, but, you know, and here we're talking about Lot. And God seems to just, you know, and I know he made, I'm not for sure if it's a commandment, but that is my question. Like, why is he really giving Lot all of these chances? Like, he really taking a big chance, and I know he do that with us every day. You get what I'm saying? It's just right here. It's just like, Lot, look, now, nah, look. Why
yeah, but
is God
it,
taking...
it was, it's because Abraham interceded for Lot. Go ahead.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It was Abraham's prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It was Abraham's prayer. And, you know, that
so
was Abraham's nephew.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And,
so
you know, God.
Abraham is what y'all saying.
No, he asked the Lord not to kill him. He asked the Lord to spare him.
Okay, see, that's what I was really looking for. Like, did, and then the Lord probably agreed to it because sometimes, you know, I'm trying, he's not saying he's stepping in between the work of God, but this is a village. He's stepping in between a village where God's trying to tear down, you know what I'm saying, before it gets too out of hand. You get what I'm saying? Because it was out of hand. And it was just like, look, like, you just, like, I ain't going to say he was making a mockery of God. He was really doing, I don't know how to explain it, but yeah. So I was just trying to figure it out. So I guess it did start from Abraham.
It did. Lala, is that all you had to say? So who was that?
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway.
That was me. Yes, ma'am.
See, it's because he asked the Lord, he was talking to the angels, though, that came. He said, will you spare the town if it's 10 righteous? And he said, I will. He went from 50 down to 10. And he said, I will spare it. And so they spared enough for Lot and his family to get out. And then he told Lot to go to the mountains. Well, Lot wanted to go to Zoar. And he didn't, and the angel didn't tell him that. So when he got to Zoar, you know, he still was going through stuff. So he left there because he got drunk, I think, in Zoar with wine, and his daughters slept with him so they could have a seed with their daddy's seed, you know. And but I believe right in there, I think if he had went to the mountains, things would have been different. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know.
It says he went to the mountains.
Huh?
It does say he went. It says in verse 30. Because
mm-hmm.
I was thinking that same thing. It says he went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. But see, at first he the angels told him to go to the mountains at first. You know, don't go to Zoar, just go to the mountains. He said no. He said, oh no, I want to go to this little town, Zoar. He said, I might die before I get to the mountain.
So
and, you know,
Zoar
God knows
and the mountains are not the same thing.
No. Zoar is a little city.
Okay.
Zoar
so that's where I was getting it mixed up at. That was my question earlier when I was asking about Zoar. I didn't know if he went to the mountains. He would made the mountains the city of Zoar. So that's why I was really asking that question. I didn't know that was two different places. Like the mountains was the mountain and Zoar was the city. So that's how it really was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I think with the life of Lot, it's really just showing me, and I'm just trying to really get a clarity of it, of his life. And to me, it just showed me that, you know, it's possible to have a saved soul or a saved spirit, but a wasted life. You get what I'm saying? Because, I mean, he's being rescued, but his life would be, you know, nothing.
Uh-uh.
He accomplished nothing. So it's possible to have, you know, a saved soul and a wasted life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have a saved soul, but it's just in your savedness, you just have a wasted life. And I think I was just trying to find the gist of Lot and what he actually was and what was happening to him. The psalm of
can
the
I say
definition
something?
Of Lot.
Yeah.
I think Lot was just upset because his wife made that mistake, but she didn't make no mistake, but she looked back and he turned her to a pillar of salt. So when he lost his wife, I think his mind wasn't where it's supposed to be at.
Mm-hmm.
So he just, you know, rebelled against God and went where he thought he was fit, but he should have just listened to what the angels were telling him. And
but
by him losing his
a
wife,
lot of the
I
stuff,
think he just.
But a lot of the stuff happened before her turning into a pillar of salt.
Well,
the
pillar of salt.
Why did she turn into a pillar of salt?
Because she looked back at Sodom and when the angels told him not to look back.
Hmm. Well, this is what we have to understand. We can't, you can't live any kind of way down here on earth and think God going to save you. You can't of God. You can't be of God and do anything. You can't have his spirit in you and live any kind of way. If you got God's love and spirit in you, you ain't going to live any kind of way. He's not going to let you stay. You may start living like that, but you're not going to finish like that.
That's right.
Somebody was praying for Abraham. Abraham was praying for Lot. You know how you pray for your family, your children and stuff. He was praying for Lot, but Lot wanted to make where he was living, he wanted to make that work. Because when him and Abraham was together, it wasn't working. So then the Sodom and Gomorrah, their king was acting like they was happy to have Lot, and they welcomed Lot. And they knew all about Lot and stuff like that, because Abraham had to come rescue him one time before. And they knew who he was, and they was telling him when he came back that they was glad to see him and glad back and stuff. So he was trying to live there. He was protecting his family all the time. That's all he did was protect his family. That's why he was sitting at the door then to see them angels coming. But you can't live any kind of way and think God's going to save your life. You can repent. It's never too late to repent. But God gonna look at you. You're gonna be judged for every deed, whether it's good or bad. You're gonna be judged for it. We are. So, we have to make light in whatever we do. We got to make light of it. Shoot, that's some stuff. But that Sodom and Gomorrah wasn't a good place for him because it was wicked when he got there. It didn't just turn wicked. You know, it was wicked when Lot got there. Mm-hmm. What did Lot
do? Could I say something?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Could I say something?
Yes.
And so, thing of it is, you know, I really wanted to piggyback off of what you just said about why, because I wanted to know why she was turned into a pillar of salt. Not just only she looked back, but that her heart wasn't right, like you were saying. You get what I'm saying? And the thing about it, I think it was a unique judgment that God caused. That's why he did that. But because her looking back at what was going, it basically showed us and showed God that she had love for Sodom.
That's
that
right.
Ready. It's destruction. So just that one little incident of her looking back said a lot to God, and he just turned her straight into something. So my thing of it is, you know, when you do certain things, you get what I'm saying? When you say, God, forgive me, don't look back. Don't look back at
right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean,
right. That's, right.
That's why a car has a rearview mirror, and it ain't as big as you get the windshield. Don't look back. They make it so small. Don't look back. And my thing of
right.
it is, you know, it's sad that Lot got to go through that, because to me, he's just going through something. It's sad.
Well, she had been there with Lot all that time, and she probably got proselytized into that stuff, and she probably got along with the women and the men. And she probably, you know, that was just their way. And she was real concerned about, I believe, the city when they left. So she wanted to look back to see what was going on, because it was probably smoke and fire and everything. And she was wondering, look back and see what's going on.
I got another question. Was Lot some type of, was he their sheriff or... was he some type of something over them? Well, why was he standing at the gate?
He was at
when the angels first came
at his door. Well, I believe that was 'cause he might have been. It might have been to the city, because you know when you somewhere and you don't enjoy what's going on, and it ain't darkness and light. They just don't have no fellowship. So he's trying to stay away from them, and they trying to stay away from them because they could have done had they them daughters, but they didn't want no lady. They wanted a man. And so, and they knew not to touch a lot. And he was trying to keep his family safe and stuff. So he, you know, I believe they just didn't fool with him because they knew how he was.
So Lot loved the city, but he didn't like what was going on in the city.
Absolutely. Because if he had been loving it, he would have been indulging in what they were doing, I feel like.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But he was trying to give his daughters up.
Yeah, but I'm saying they didn't want no daughters.
Also, mm-hmm. I think that, you know, when we, you know, when it's seeing all around us, you know, 24/7, seven, you know, days a week, it's seeing is always there. You know, that stuff began to rub off on us, you know, spirits and stuff. And to me, Lot was disobedient. It was part of all of that stuff that was going on, you know, in Sodom and Gomorrah. Just like his wife looked back, you know, he himself too, he was willfully disobedient to the instructions from God. And, you know, mm-hmm. when God gives us instructions, we need to be about God's business. When he tells us, okay, I'm going to need for you, I'm going to deliver you, not off nothing too much that you have done, but this is off the prayers of your ancestors. I'm going to deliver you, and I want you to do this. But he fought, and he argued with the angels. No, he wanted to do it his way. But God, when he gives us instructions, we need to be about God's business, and we need to be obedient. We don't need to be sitting up here, no, God, I ain't ready to leave him. No, I don't want to leave.
Right.
No, I don't want to let her go. No, I just can't let her go. But when God gives us instructions, we need to be about obedience. And Lot, he had sin because he up here arguing with, you know, and that's just a part of being around that, in that city. You know, all that sin going on and, you know, all that other stuff going on. So to me, he had one foot in and one foot out. And his wife, you know, she was all the way in because she wanted to see what's going on. No, you move ahead and you don't look back. I'm delivering you. I came down here to move you up out of here because of the prayers of your uncle that at least 10 people make it up out of here. Because Abraham knew that God was going to destroy the city. And he prayed because, you know, those two angels, they came across Abraham first.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham prayed. Yeah, that was in chapter 18, I think.
Mm-hmm. He walked with them and asked them where they was going.
He did.
And they said that they was going to start Sodom, and that's when he started saying, "If it's 50 righteous, Lord, will you not destroy?" He said, "I won't destroy if I find 50 righteous." And he went on down till they got to 10 righteous.
Right.
Uh-huh. So, you know, and that's the truth, but who was Lot's descendant?
Moab and Ammon.
That's right. The Moabites.
Moabites
and Ammonites. And they something else too. The Moabites and the Ammonites. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's a grandson of Terah, which is Abraham's daddy. So he got that bloodline in there. He got that bloodline, you know, to do, and by him, like you say, staying in Sodom and Gomorrah, because that's what I'm saying, if you so holy unto the Lord, And I'm saying we in this world, but we're not of the world. I think it would have been really hard for him to have lived there up under what they was doing, because I couldn't just go stand in no homosexual restaurant. It's all homosexuals. I couldn't go and eat in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to just make a point. He living where all of the wickedness going on, but you supposed to be of God and you supposed to live holy and all of that. But see, his wife, she didn't just turn around and look back. She looked back in her heart. She thought about it in her heart, and God did see it. And he instantly turned her into a pillar of salt. So this is what a lot of that stuff is, you know, down in us. It's God looks at the heart every time. I don't care what you say with your lips, what you say your lips make your lips say, but if your heart ain't right, I'm telling you, you can have motive in your heart for doing and saying and all this kind of stuff. If it's not right, God's gonna deal with you, because he know the heart. He know, and the issues of life flow out of it. You know, your true feelings flow out of your heart. I'm going to put it like that. Your true feelings, and God get that.
Yes,
people can't get it. They just judge you from what they know and how you looking, but God looks at what's in your heart, and he, you know, you can say you love me, you love me, you love me all day, the Lord says, but your heart is far from me, is what he said. So he can see your heart. He can see what you're going to do before you do it. He already know what you're going to do before you do it. Ain't no use to saying, I'm a sneak and I'm going to do this. And I'm going to buy this pair of shoes and stuff like that. And I ain't going to tell them until I get them. And, or for a month or two after I get them, I'm going to put them on. God already knows. Everything that we do, God knows. Because he's looking right at us. And once we realize that and get that in our head, that God looking at us and that we're going to be judged even for what we say. You know what I'm saying? And we... repentance is always in order. That's why, even I know y'all say, she just, every time she pray the same way, I'm scared to pray any other kind of way. I have to repent first. I don't want to ever forget to repent. I be saying it in my sleep. Because we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. People, I ain't sinning. I ain't doing nothing. The devil is a lie. He said, if you say you don't sin, you a lie. And the true thing in the word of God say that. That's what the word say. So we all sin and fall short. We not saying we trying to sin. We ain't saying we willfully sinning. But we do it. Anyone else got something to say? You know, a comment or anything? Because we're not going to do 20 tonight. We're just going to wait till next week for 20. For Thursday, I mean. For 20 and 21. Mm-hmm. This
so did
really
we answer
good.
The question about the daughter and they dead?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I told y'all to be praying for my little man.
About the two girls. And,
the
last
20,
right?
I think you answered it. I don't know what kind of rules and life it was back then. You laying down with your daddy. I don't care if it wasn't there another Cunningham seed. Do you hear me? I wouldn't have laid down with Ernest Keith. Didn't have to be no
then
seed.
Then he was old.
I'm telling you.
Oh my.
Not
and
my
then,
daddy.
Wait a minute. But I thought they hadn't did nothing. So that was their first time. That was my question.
Yeah.
For that. That's why
they
I asked about it.
Yeah.
That was their first time.
Yeah. That was
so
they were
Moab them came from them.
Mm-hmm.
That was
mm-hmm.
my question. Okay. Moab and whatever it ended up being
Ammonites.
Came from
Ammonites.
Them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So what city would okay, that's yeah. I was just they in Zor, right?
Well, they went to the
when
to
all
the
of
mountain.
This happened.
They
oh they in the
know
mountain.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they was in Zor. Mm-hmm. But they left there and went to the mountains after that. And that's where they should have been
okay.
when the Lord told them to go. Mm-hmm. So this was a really, really, really good lesson. Anybody have anything else to say before we get ready to close out? Man, it was good. I really enjoyed everything. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get ready to close out. Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity tonight to learn and talk of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I just thank you for everyone that's on this radio broadcast. I ask you to keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus and their family. Lord, I ask you tonight, and I thank you for the mercy and the grace that you've given to us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and we just thank you, for divine wisdom and just give you glory for us tonight. I thank Jesus, just maybe for power, both now and forever. Now, Thursday, we're going to have chapters 21 and 22. Amen.
Then we saw a 20.
So I'll have a good night. God bless you. God love you. I love you. We're going to have 20 and 21 on Thursday. 20 and 21.
Amen.
Amen. Prophetess Lisa.
Amen.
I could barely understand you. I didn't have a chance to hear you.
Yeah, it's fading in and
Prophetess
out.
Lisa.
Yes, ma'am.
Mama, you fading in and out.
Oh, really? I don't know what day. I'm still doing. Can you hear me? Somebody.
No, it's you fading in and out. I heard you call my name.
We can hear you, but you're just going in and out.
Okay, I need you to call me. Okay, so what do you want to preach? Can
you want
just
somebody to call
the calendar and Lisa.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you call me?
You said to call you?
Okay, give me about 10 or 15 minutes. Yeah, you know the right.
Okay. You said what?
No, I have to
say now, so bad.
Good night.
I don't know.
Okay. Have a good night.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.